Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Around Boston, on the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks, people gave of themselves commemorating the day by helping the community. WBUR's Quincy Walters reports.
Ninth grader Charlie Hernandez of Abington wasn't born to witness 9/11, but she thinks about that day often. Hernandez often passes the memorial in her town dedicated to resident Jeffrey Coombs, who was killed on American Airlines Flight 11.
To me, 9/11 is a day of coming together to make a positive impact and difference in my community. As a resident of a town that was impacted by the events of 9/11 and is also home to a Gold Star family, I've always watched people turn tragedy into goodness.
And that's what she and about 130 other young people did Saturday on the Rose Kennedy Greenway. Volunteers, most born years after that fateful day, put together care packages for American military personnel overseas and for veterans in Boston who are experiencing homelessness. The event was organized by the Massachusetts Military Heroes Fund and Project 351.
Over here, we're packing bags with necessities to give to veterans in need. So I think this will really mean a lot to them.
14-year-old Vanston Lee says he's always been interested in the historical significance of 9/11. But this year he's thinking about it from an altruistic perspective.
The day has a new meaning to me of all of the lives lost and the sacrifices that were made, the amazing heroes that went into the buildings to save others, including first responders, and it's really inspirational.
Lee says he hopes people will work together to make the country and the world a better place. For the adult volunteers, like Gina Galarza of Taunton, they vividly remember the hurt on that day 20 years ago when the world felt so dark.
I remember I was walking in Milton around a pond. I had worked a 12-hour shift. I'm a nurse, and I came across a stranger who asked me if I had heard what happened. And I went home and just sat and cried and was devastated.
Galarza, who packed blankets for troops, says her lifelong friend's sister-in-law was on Flight 11.
They say never to forget, and the only way you can never forget is to actively remember, and which is why we do these acts of service, to continue that legacy of kindness and compassion.
Across town at Fenway Park, Rob Barber of Cambridge was contributing to that legacy. He went to the annual 9/11 blood drive.
I'm just so very proud to be doing a little bit today in recognition of all that was sacrificed by thousands 20 years ago. There are a whole lot of heroes out there.
Barber says by donating blood, he's recognizing the tragedy, but also honoring the goodness that followed. That goodness was recognized at the state's official commemoration. The Madeline Amy Sweeney Award for Bravery was presented. It honors the Flight 11 attendant who relayed critical information about the hijackers to those on the ground. Annette Sivos of Gardner is this year's recipient for saving a man from drowning. Anna Sweeney talked about the honor. She was just 5 years old when her mom died.
It celebrates life and the ability of the human spirit to reach beyond concern for oneself and to act with concern for others, even in the face of potentially devastating consequences.
The 20th anniversary of the terrorist attacks was a day not just for mourning those lost, but a day for coming together. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Quincy Walters.